Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good Sunday. It's Ninja Sunday on the Shelly Nunchuck Show. Woo! Let's get right into it because, you know, Sundays always is the greatest day of the week. So I've got an extra special, special guest on today. Of course, my guests are always special. But anyway. Here, let's see. Pulling up, of course, are my promotions, my charity foundations that I help actually try to promote. The first one, of course, is the Sarah Joy Foundation. The Sarah Joy Foundation is a way of honoring Sarah Joy, who passed away from cancer at 32 years of age, leaving behind two small boys and her husband, Eric. Through this foundation, our vision is to create a way to help families and cancer patients enjoy their life as much as they can. Sarah in Alaska did more travel and activities than most people do in a lifetime. She went jet skiing, parasailing, hiking, golfing, saw every beach on the East Coast, the list goes on and on. She did all this while being told she was too sick to even get out of bed. Too many families take their lives in a hospital bed and four walls because of this illness, and that for Sarah was never an option. To raise the money, we'd like to offer other families the same joy that Sarah we had before she passed. It is amazing what a day at a spa could do or a roller coaster ride with your kids. Having cancer does not mean death, and people shouldn't mourn someone while they are alive. Enjoy life, love the summer breeze, the winter snow, the leaves in the fall, or the flowers in the spring. We'll be organizing fundraisers to let people know that why this, I'm actually taking this one on to help promote the charity on every single one of my shows. This is part of my extended family. I never had the chance to meet the wonderful Sarah, the angel that was here on this earth for such a short time. And she had passed away. From what I do know, she's pregnant with her second child. For fear of harming her second unborn child, she did not want to receive treatment. Thus, in the end, Sarah did succumb to the illness. And out of a, you know, cloud, the silver lining was formed, and thus the Sarah Joy Foundation is actually formed. This is not something that is saying and stating that it will cure cancer. It's help people that are going through tough times with terminal illness and such. And if you miss exactly what I say in the show, come to my page. I'm always got stuff on there that with the, you know, you'll see it about the Sarah Joy Foundation. Any donations would be greatly, greatly appreciated. Now, I am opening up the other one. It's another charity fundraiser. It's actually a GoFundMe.com. This is actually in Standish, Maine. It is to help the Daily Bread Bakery. It's a really great, great bakery. I've been there quite a few times. And this is the owner. His name is Zahora Zakor Delisa. Everyone can call him Z. That's quite all right. If you check that out on GoFundMe, this is exactly what it says in the story. 2 years ago, I started Daily Bread Low Sodium Bakery. It has been a goal of mine for 30 years to have a bakery and provide lovely baked goods to everyone. I started the bakery, have been running it and holding my own without falling into much debt. We rent this place and have totally renovated so that it is a wonderfully calming and inviting environment. We serve healthy baked goods, coffee, and tea. We have a full-service bakery, which means that there's no task too hard for us, and we serve everyone equally. There are a few bakeries and fewer still in the Standish, Maine area. We compete with Dunkin' Donuts and Aroma Joe's. Oh, Aroma Joe's. Shame on Aroma Joe's. Let me tell you, they moved a block away from Z. Z was bringing in the business, that's for sure. Shame, shame, shame on Aroma Joe's. Just had to bring that in there. That's not on the page, but even I know this, okay? Which happened to move in less than half a mile away from us. This winter has been difficult as people do not come out for local business like ours, and I'm having trouble making rent. I'm not far behind, but we are in danger of losing the bakery if I cannot come up with the money fast. I have turned to GoFundMe at last resort. This is how I stay in my bakery. I'll always work and earn my keep, but this time I need help. Daily Bread Bakery and Standish, Maine is definitely worth saving. I love bacon and do it well. For those that help, I will offer specially monthly as thanks. Continue to create magnificent baked goods to the community. Thank you from Ahura Zakora Delisa, owner of Daily Bread Low Sodium Bakery and Tea Shop, and it has high tea time, like I believe on Sundays. You've got to check it out. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And, you know, just to stop by, it's freshly baked, people. In Maine. In Maine, it's freshly baked. You've got to check that out. Check it out. Check it out. Check it out. And just like I said, you know, I have a special guest. But I got to tell you why this is an extra little special guest. I know that my guest is waiting in the queue. I see your guest. Anyway, what have been I've been able to become part of. I don't speak for any other actors and stuff like that. I can only speak of my experience only. So hopefully I'll be able to bring people that I've actually been part of something for the past 7 years. Going on with this and blah, 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 and I can only speak of myself. Today I'm bringing on Star Ferris. She's an actress and we're going to find everything about her. But to let you know, Valkyrie, which is about Valkyrie, and I'm one of the leads. And let me tell you, I've been talking about it for so much, you know, all the training and everything we had to do. And I'm going to try to bring people that actually have, you know, been on the series. This wonderful girl, I actually, it's kind of funny how you kind of connect with people who I've worked on other projects, and she has too. She also works on a Valkyrie. Now, if you rent Valkyrie, you're going to see her in the beginning. I don't really want to say too much about the plot, but she plays one of the bad, I'm going to say it, badass characters In the Beginning of Valkyr. It is a series online on Vimeo. And I think there's a couple ways to rent it. If you want to see Star, me, or anybody else that is involved in Valkyr, it's good versus evil. It's got gods and goddesses. It's got Valkyrie. And it's got animals. Did I tell you that? It's got animals and it's got horses and stuff. That's not a whole thing on the animals. But if you want to check it out and see my guests, go to Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O. You can rent it. It's either, you know, for the mini episodes, which is going to be an ongoing series. It's, I think, $1.48 per episode, or you can buy the whole thing. And it will be an ongoing series. So, I'm going to pull up the queue here, ladies and gentlemen. Give me one moment. Okay, is it clicking right? Come on. Okay, hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Hi, it's a star.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to Ninja Sunday.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So how are you doing?
How am I doing? I'm doing good. It's a beautiful Sunday here.
Oh, yes. And starting off well, and I feel honored to have you on my show, sister. Thank you so much. You are now in my circle.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be there.
Yeah, it's just like, it's great. It's like I never met you in person, and here we are talking today on my show, and it's like, you know, you've been part of something else that we can bring up, and then it's like you're part of something else in a minute. It's like, holy cow.
That's right. Yeah, it's very exciting.
It's so funny because we worked together, but we didn't work together. We worked
right.
on the same thing.
And I'm sitting here going,
am I ever going to meet this girl? And it's like, it's just so funny because, you know.
It's really know some of the same people.
I know it's such as it's like one of those circles because in the independent filming, usually that's what it is. It's like I try to tell people, get people on here that work in exactly what it is. Sometimes you run into the same circles, and
that's
independent
right.
film it is.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, we're going to get right into it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. All right. Besides, you know, I've seen, like, you know, getting your pictures taken and filming and stuff. Could you tell me how it was, how, like, for you growing up?
Okay. Well, I was born in Ellsworth, Maine. I still reside in Ellsworth, Maine. I've lived in Maine my entire life. Growing up, I was very shy, very reserved, very, very quiet. But I always had this creative need to want to, you know, it was painting, it was drawing, it was writing. Those were perfect outlets when I was younger to be able to express what I couldn't verbally. And as I got older, I really wanted to be an actress and do that. But it was like such a huge hurdle to get over the shyness to be able to do that. So it's kind of funny how it works out because people will see me in movies or whatever and say, wow, you know, you're not like that person. You're kind of much more shy and reserved. So it's kind of like, you know, it's been therapy in a way to kind of do it, you know, get yourself out there. And that's what the point of living is going out and pushing your limits and, you know, expressing and meeting new people and learning new things. And so that's really what I found within the community here in Maine, filming and modeling and everything else. So.
Yeah, it's amazing because when it's funny because I go to different places and people are like, where's Maine? You know, like, really, where's Maine? I says, okay, well, up in the North Pole in Canada. Because we're raising up here, and, you know, it's like, it's so funny because, you know, I've lived in Maine for the past 7 years and coming from Boston, but getting somehow to be connected with great people like yourself, it's amazing because, you know, that's why bringing people, like I've had a lot of people that we've worked together on some mm-hmm. films, I've had them on here, and I'm trying to think, What was it? Did you work on How to Kill a Zombie? Did you work on that?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, remember what the films
yeah.
are because
I was a zombie on that. Yep.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. I remember that. I tried to make it. It was a whole crazy thing, I think, with Bill McLean and that's another film brother of mine. It's just, see, this is how we all connect and stuff like that. I'm like, how did
that's
you
right.
like. It's so funny because it's like, let his ears ring. Tell him that we talked about it. Get him all embarrassed and stuff. But no, you know,
right.
you know, it's funny because it's like connecting with him. It's like, you know, I met him down in Boston. And then it's like, it's so funny because
yeah?
it's like we do that, you know, that sack of potatoes picture. Every time I see him, picks me up, throws me up. And it's like, they're like almost giving me this move. And how did you meet Bill? I mean, how did you start going out for auditions with the same people? Like with, I don't know if it's, if it spills, I get a little confused with the Kilatamin or something like that. Which one did you go out for first?
Well, it started out with Bill because I was online searching, trying to connect in my earlier days of finding out who to connect with in films. And I saw the Freight Train Films website, and they were actually talking about How to Kill a Zombie. And I'd done some little stuff and things around. And so I, you know, submitted for that and found out the information there and went to the little training they had for the zombies and had such a good time. And I was able to meet Seth Roberts and connect with him, who later on I've done modeling with and everything. So then, you know, me and Bill met that way. And there's just such a really tight community here in Maine, and people are so kind and willing to help you and help, you know, everyone instead of bringing people down. And there, I haven't had a lot of experience with a lot of divas, you know, so much in this community. So it's been really good. So it's been a very good experience. And then eventually I ended up working with Alan on Essential Realism. So that's how I connected with him that way.
Okay. And that's like, I had missed the How to Kill a Zombie because I was working on something, which I'm going to bring up, which you became a part of, too. And then Kilatamin, once again, I worked on the film, too, and I was like, I played a head boss ninja and the zombie, but we didn't
Very
work
nice.
In the same scene. That's another thing
no.
we working on, but
we didn't see each other.
Like,
the greatest
you know,
separation of Shelley.
Oh my gosh, this is a 6 degrees of like Facebook, yeah. And it's so funny because I was like, you know, because we chat on the internet and stuff, and this is the first time I think, you know, I called you before the show to touch base and stuff like that, but it's like, because everybody has, you know, doing their stuff in their own lives and stuff, but it's really great where I'm saying, oh, I worked with this person, and they worked on that, but, you know, it's like we never worked together. I mean, I think that sometimes happens. And what else, before we get into, like, you know, the stuff that me and you are a part of now, what other projects did you work on? Had you worked on any of the projects?
Let's see. I started, you know, I did a little acting in school, but really officially on films was about 2005. I worked on a independent film called Amnesia by J.B. Movies, John Wayne Bosley. He lives in Michigan now. But after that, I had a little role in Bluebird. That was an independent film. It's actually, I believe it's on Netflix now. Let's see, did the How to Kill a Zombie. And 2013, I actually worked on Strange Eyes of Dr. Mize with Nancy Andrews in Bar Harbor. That was a really fun role. I had a small speaking role, and then I also was an extra in another scene that actually was originally presented as a film, but now she's broken up into like a web series online. So then kind of from then, I did a Masters of the Universe fan film. People might have seen pictures of me all dressed up like Tila and doing all that. So that was a very fun thing I did in Southern Maine with Scotty Flygrass and Dave Van Steenberg. I had a role in Far Beyond Driven in 2014 with Defiance Films. And I've done some modeling, some commercials, Toyota, some college commercials. I was in a music video by Trial by Stone back in 2014. And that was a really fun experience. I'm kind of obsessed with music, so that was a little bit of a bucket list kind of thing for me. So I've worked on all different things. I'm kind of rambling a little bit here, but, you know, those are just kind of some things that I just kind of keep cranking along. And I've met so many great people. That's one of the best parts of it, I think, is the people that you connect with that you might not meet in everyday life, but share so much of the same passions, and it's been an awesome experience. So that's one of my favorite parts. So.
Oh, sweet. I love hearing this. This is really awesome. And I want you to explain further, because I'd like to touch base on this, because a lot of people, you know, that they do have children and stuff like that, and they might think that maybe I'll never, like, you know, someone that actually wanted to act. Your experience, you know, when you have a daughter, and explain to people, because it's like, you're taking care of your child, and if you have a passion, and a lot of times it's very hard for mothers or fathers. So what's the experience? Because I can't have children. So it's not something, I don't know, you know, I mean, I've been around kids, you know, working around, people know we worked around, you know, it's like I've babysat and stuff. But when you actually have a child, you know, wanting to have a dream and do that, how is it, if you can talk about it, how is it, you know,
oh, sure.
if you do have a child and, you know, How is it that you get to do your passion and still be a mom?
Well, let's see. My daughter is 8 years old, and I homeschool her as well, so we've had a really good experience with that. As far as balancing everything, it was a lot more difficult when she's a baby, you know, because I really didn't want to leave very much. You know, it's very difficult anyways to leave her. But, you know, you lean on the support of your friends, your family, spouse, you know, and you have if you have a good support system like that and, you know, you're able to make that balance, you know, put, you know, prioritize your children and your family first always. But there is a way to fulfill your career, your dreams, whatever. There's always options out there. And, you know, I was lucky to have a good support system, to have people be able to balance and help with that. So I, you know, lend a lot of my being able to continue what I do on those people in my life. So.
Okay. All right. I did want to ask, like I said, to give you plenty of time, because I don't know if this is one of your first interviews and stuff. I wanted to give you a little bit of breather before the big, huge thing, which you're working on now. There's something to think about that I do ask everyone. And this is a question I do ask everyone. When in your life, has there ever been a time that you went through such a hard time where you're like, oh my God, oh, I don't know how I'm going to get by, whether it's in your, you know, your passion and stuff. And if you can talk about
right.
it, and how did you rise above it to get, you know, to keep going? Anybody that's going through hard times, can you give an example
mm-hmm.
to someone to inspire them?
Sure. You know, life is crazy anyways. It's topsy-turvy, and it's always going to be throwing things at you. And, you know, I myself have gone through, you know, problems and hard times just like everyone. One particular that comes in mind over 12, 13 years ago, I was in a very tumultuous relationship, you know, a lot of, like, verbal, mental, you know, emotional problems going on there. And it does break you down, and you can really get to a place that's very dark, and you think there isn't a way out, and you think that, you know, it's too much. But regardless of that, there are people out there that are willing to help you and get you through that. And I'm very fortunate to have a good, solid family and friends in my life that help me through that. And you can take those times and actually use them to make yourself stronger, and, you know, you can put it into your art or whatever your passion is, and really, you know, use that to drive you, because everything that you go through in your life is, you know, a lesson. Sometimes, you know, you just kind of have to take it. I have to learn this because it's going to prepare me for something else, or just one foot in front of the other, one moment at a time. And there, regardless, like I said, there's always people out there willing to help if you're willing to kind of reach out and find that help. And it's during those times that you find your true friends and your true people that are by your side, because that's, you know, what's really going to carry you through and what carried me through, you know. So that's kind of how that went.
Yeah. That's very awesome. Thank you for sharing that, because,
yeah,
like, it's our passion when, you know, like musicians and artists, actor or director, anybody writing, they have that passion and stuff, but the entertainment business is really hard. People don't understand
it.
People that don't have any experience, they think, they'll look at a film, and I don't know if you've ever heard someone saying, oh, look at how that actor is, and I can, like, you know, I can do this and that. But
yeah.
little do they know what goes on with,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, there's a lot,
yeah. Yeah, it's maintaining a dream, and it's like trying to keep yourself being yourself. Do you know what I'm saying? And keeping
yeah.
your life going. Work on them, because
yeah.
a lot of people, they have to work like full-time jobs, or they're a parent,
exactly,
or whatever
yeah.
it is. You have to take care of that first, and then you can film, or you can write. You know
right.
what I'm saying? It's things that you have to have in your circle, you know, because what
right.
it comes down to is most important thing is, like, we need a roof over our heads. And it's like thinking
mm-hmm.
of that the way the world is. You know, it's like, it's so hard
yeah.
that we think of having a roof even before eating. It's like, it's so
right.
strange, you know, like thinking of this. And then it's like, oh, how can you have, you know, a dream where everybody's struggling? And it's like, I don't want to just survive. I don't know about you, but it's like
right.
thriving. And I think
yeah.
our passions are our bloodline. That helps keep that passion, help keep us alive, and help to keep us young. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's
exactly.
You know, that's
totally
something that
agree.
I really
yeah.
think of.
Yeah, and it, you know, what's so great, I was looking through your pitches, and it's like, let me see, as long as it doesn't freeze, I'm going to pull it up, because usually it's like, if I can actually pull it up, sometimes I'm kind of tech-hearted here, or it freezes on me, and I'm like, oh, Lord. So just to bring it up here, and just to go over a couple things before we get into the thing you and I are both working on,
sure.
I'm looking to see on your Facebook page, what is that main picture? I'm trying to think, it's a little bit blurry, it's the cover photo, and it looks like it's a panel, like you're sitting there, I think you have a gray t-shirt on. What is that? Is it a panel for a film or something?
Which one was that?
It's actually your main cover photo. It looks like something where
I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, actually, I wanted to make a plug for that as well. A huge project I've been working on lately, it's been going on for about a year now, is Sleep Eaters, and it's a sequel to Sleep Eater, done by Cemetery Theater. I'm very proud to be part of this project and also with all the people within this company. And we've been at Comic-Cons and really, you know, getting it out there and working very diligently on this. And that was actually a panel for a Comic-Con we did back in October for the Horror-Con there. And it was a lot of fun. It was the first time I'd done anything like that on a panel. And I was really nervous, but it was great. And, you know, we've been going to, we did a Comic-Con last month in Bar Harbor, and we're going to be at the Comic-Con in Bangor in May. And so it's really exciting, and I've been actually, you know, working on art at the same time. I've been doing a lot of painting and then working on this movie. So I got a lot of things kind of that's really exciting right now and happening. So I'm very happy about that.
Oh, good. I'm seeing like, it does look like you have a very interesting Facebook page, you know, just going through this whole thing, like your stuff. I'm trying to figure out what the heck, you know, as you're talking and looking at things, it looks like you have a gown on and you're holding an eyeball. What is that?
Yes. Yes, that is actually fall here. It was late summer, early fall. We did a 48-hour shoot. We shot for 48 hours straight out in Vassalboro. We took over a old mill there and turned it into a mental institution for the movie. We put out a call for extras and got a great group of people who are just willing to cover themselves in blood and be at this mill all these hours. But everybody, nobody complained. Everybody had fun. You know, people brought food. It was just such a fun experience. And I'll tell you, 2 o'clock in the morning when you're covered in blood and holding an eyeball, you know, you're like, whoa, this is But it's great. It's great to be out and doing the things that you don't normally do and step outside that box and just really live. And, you know, I love that stuff. So.
This is really sweet. I was like, I love it. I'm looking at things here. I'm seeing some pictures. I don't know. Because there's a picture with you and your daughter. I don't know your daughter's name. I think you mentioned
her name
before.
Is Nevaeh.
Nevaeh. Okay. So does Nevaeh and you, it looks like you guys do photos together?
Yeah. She likes to go on some of the modeling shoots I do with me. And I'll tell you, she's got some great poses. She puts me to shame. So she's right on her way if that's something she wants to do later on in life. But she loves to dress up and pose and all this stuff. And so she has a lot of fun with it.
Oh, I bet she's really cute. And I'm like, Facebook kind of acts funny. I'm trying to go to your photos, and it's like it's trying to download it. I don't know what is going on. I'm trying to bring up your albums and stuff. And I'm like, you know, just seeing here, you know, I think from what I know, How to Kill a Zombie, when you said you played a zombie, is that correct on How to Kill a Zombie? Okay, because
right.
I think, didn't they have zombie training or something? Didn't he have they were having you train or something?
Yeah,
okay.
They showed you how to, like, fall and move like a zombie, and there was a big group of people, so, you know, it was very interactive. Everybody was able to really get into it and find out how they needed to be accurate-looking in this movie. So it was a lot of fun.
Okay. I'm sitting here trying to think going over. Like I said, I don't know why Facebook does this. It's like, it kind of like, it goes crazy. It's doing, like,
right?
I brought it all the way up from, it's like trying to load it. It's like, I got down to, I think, You're wearing a white T-shirt, goggles. It almost looks like steampunk. I think that was for, I think it's changed, though, Essential Realism, but I think they're changing the name on the film. Is that the one?
Yeah, that is the one, yep. With Alan there for Killifamous.
Okay, that's, because I know he had different segments and stuff, and I was like, that's another one we worked on. It was playing, I was playing
right.
the zombie thing, and then what was it, the head boss ninja, and you're in the steampunk, like, he had all these things, and it's like, he's worked on so many films, and I think he only had, like, I think Invasion, it was a small film, I Get Evaporated or something. I don't think you're in that one. I'm trying to think who was in that one. You weren't in that one. Did you meet Alan and Bill at the same time? Because they worked together.
I met Alan. I'd already known Bill for a little bit from How to Kill a Zombie. And then I heard about Essential Realism and had friended Alan because he knew a lot of the same people and was working in the area. And so I started talking to him about that, and we talked back and forth and about the different kind of roles that he was going to have available. And I said, you know, I love steampunk. And he's like, well, I got one of those roles. You know, you're doing a steampunk thing. So I was like, perfect. So I went in and did that, and Bill helped out Alan with some of the, you know, directing, kind of helping out, like, with some of the scenes. And so he was there that day. And so I brought kale for Bill because he loves kale, and my garden always has tons of kale. So, you know, he knows I'm silly like that. Always doing, like, something weird. So I don't know why that memory just popped out. It just got...
Did you really?
Yeah. I drive, like, this huge shopping bag of kale to this movie shoot. It's like, so, you know.
Oh, my goodness. That's so funny.
Yeah,
now,
and like, now it's like when I go to shoots, I'm like, does anybody want duck eggs? Because I got ducks. So I don't know why. So,
wait,
you know,
did you say ducks? Wait, like, wow, like a quack, quack? You have ducks?
That's
you
right.
Said, anybody wants ducks?
Because they have duck eggs, and so I have farm fresh duck eggs. So, like, now I'll be like, oh, hey, do you like duck eggs? And I know it's, like, a weird conversation. I'm just like,
oh, my God.
So spread the wealth. You know? So,
so I was like, I hate asking. No, that's quite all right. I'm just like, that would catch me off guard. You know, it's like, you're working on a zombie. Hey, you want some duck eggs? I'm like, okay,
right,
that's
exactly.
Like,
you know, before we
get
covered
like,
in blood, let me just say this.
Let's have some protein, somehow some duck eggs. Duck eggs and tea or something. I mean,
that's
it's
right.
Like, do you have, like, this is going to be a weird question because I don't know if I ever had duck eggs. Now, remember, I'm coming from Boston here, so I'm going to ask these questions because I just don't know.
Yeah.
You know, I am learning because I've lived in, you know, Maine for 7 years. I mean, I've had regular chicken eggs and stuff where people, you know, not just from the supermarket, and they taste all the same. It doesn't have, I mean, a duck, I mean, it's a bird, but does it have a different little taste in it?
They do taste a little bit different. Some people like it. Some people don't. I don't think it's like a crazy difference. The yolk themselves are a little thicker. They're great for baking because they create a much more moist cake or muffin or whatever you're making. They also have more of the minerals and proteins and good things in them than your regular chicken egg. Rather than your regular chicken egg. I sell them roadside, but I also like to give them away to people, and, you know, I love my duck, so.
Okay. I was sitting here going, wow, now we're sitting ducks. This is how it goes on my show. We're supposed to be talking about some passion. Let's have some duck eggs and fry up some eggs. I'm like, only
on
my show. I love it.
You
didn't
know you were going to be talking about ducks this morning. So.
No, you took me by surprise. This is what's great about doing live and stuff. We're trying to talk about films, but no, someone's couldn't wait. I thought they were going to talk about acting. Someone will tune in and go, they're talking about duck eggs.
Well,
you're going on and on.
Oh,
my gosh. It's like you're just so adorable. Like, I'm sitting and going, you know, you're very pretty. You're adorable. It's not hitting on you or anything.
anything like that. But no, I think you're adorable. There's a lot of things,
no,
you know.
I think
it's
you're
like,
gorgeous as well.
Yeah. Oh, thank you so much. I'm going to be like, like that eagle. I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to say. Like, honey, it took me, hey, it takes a decade to call me beautiful. I'm like, oh, I'll have to have you back on the show. You're just buttering me up now.
You know, oh, I'll come back. So,
okay, that's, now you said that live on the air. Now remember this, I have
you can only do that.
So you got to keep that up. You got to keep that promise.
Oh,
hey, hey, stop. No. So I want to get into the really good stuff now that it's out on Vimeo, which is spelled here. And
yes,
just so that, you know, listeners out there, because, you know, you're new on the show here, Valcare, which I'm trying to learn as I go, and I'm a lead. I'm more into ninjas and samurais, but, you know, learning as I go. Valkyrie is about gods and goddesses and good and evil, and it's about, like, the realm of the North. It's N-O-R-S-E. I have a Bostonian accent. Forgive me. North mythology and stuff like that with the gods. And the man that actually directs is the Horus of Cordelis, the man who runs the bakery, has this idea of vision of strong women. And we're different women from time period. I can't, like I said, I can't speak for any of the other actors and stuff. This is why I'm glad to have you on the show. Like, with my own experience, I've been explaining it. You know, I went through all this training in the snow and thinking, oh, my God, director Z, I wanted to train like Rocky. And, oh, my God, this is real. I was trying to stick my head up my butt to keep warm and all this crazy stuff going on. So it's, to, you know, it's like, because we had stunt riders. Sandra was the one who plays Artemis, and she, you know, she had the girls that were stunt riders for the forces, and there's some animals in there and having the experience. And so with your experience to bring you on board, I want, you know, it's like we can't really talk about the plot. That's the thing. I'm going to talk a little bit, you know, about your experience because we want people to see and be surprised with fear. So how did you, you know, how did you get involved? Was it through me? Was it through a site or something? How did you know about me?
Well, I had seen through other people kind of things that he had been talking about, and he just, you know, really passionate about the things he does. You can tell he, you know, puts his all into everything. And just, I was very inspired by that. And so I reached out to him a while ago, just kind of talking about things and stayed in contact a little bit here and there. And about the time he was going to be, he was casting people, girls with long hair. And I had talked to him about doing a scene, because at the time I had really long hair and everything. And but I wasn't able to do it because I was actually working on Far Beyond Driven, a film at the time. And so I was, like, really bummed out and, you know, but, you know, was very proud of everything he did. Like, and then when he opened the bakery, I've been just, like, following along. And then he came to me and he said, I have this role that I think will be good for you. I think it will be a good fit. And so I came out and he showed me, you know, scenes and talked about the film. And you know, you can just see how important this is to him. And as seeing the scenes, I was just so inspired because it is so powerful and amazing. And I just was like, yes, I really want to be a part of this project. And so, you know, we collaborated and, you know, I was able to get this role and it was so much fun and I'm so glad to be a part of it. It's been an awesome experience and I'm so happy to see everything that, you know, has gone on over the years and now have this product and it's wonderful. I, you know, every time I see these, you know, scenes, it's like, oh, it's so awesome. You know, everybody's doing such a good job and, you know, the horses and everything, it's just so pretty and, you know, so masterfully done that, you know, I think everyone who sees it will really enjoy it. So.
No, it's, see, this is why I like I've been only be able to talk about myself and it's good to have you because you're on here because you can talk about it too of your experience. So it's not just like I'm getting excited and talking about all the same stuff all the time because it's only from my view. And just to see like on episode one, you're actually, I don't want to say the plot and stuff, the way the makeup's done, the way it doesn't sound like you. I mean, I it's like it doesn't really, you know, it looks different. See, this is what acting is to me. When you're kind of different and look different in, you know, other roles, this is, see, this is how my characters are. And seeing that, I was like, that star, when I saw it, I was like,
You're in the very first episode, and I'm like, holy cow, you're in the opening. I was like, I'm in, you know, it's like sitting there, I've been filming about 7 years now, and she comes on board, and she's on the first episode. I'm like, no, I was like, just kidding here, but, you know, it's kind of like, holy cow. Look at her go. It's kind of like, I didn't understand any of it because it's been going on for so long because it's like some people might come on board and then if they say, you know, for whatever reasons they can't be part of it, it's like I'm sitting there and it's like I'm only doing the acting. I mean, I've been with them for like a long time to learn about, you know, makeup and stuff, but I, you know what I'm saying, this is the finished product and I'm going, everybody's asking me, well, when is this going to go on air? You're still doing this. It's never going to get done, blah, blah, blah. And just seeing this, like, I was like, I don't understand. You know, I was kind of confused. It's like, okay, what's going on? I'm doing the scenes, but because the way he does it, he takes someone, he'll look at you. And this is what he does. I don't know if he did it with you, but this is, he did. He goes, I got a role for you. That's what he does.
Yes.
He does that. And it's like, he must have done that to you because this is how he does. And it's not really scripted. He does it as he goes. And it's kind of like, it's like I've done improv. So it's like, it's a little bit almost easier for me. So that's how he does it. And it's like, I'm starting to see from what you're, you know, with what you're doing, everybody else is doing. Because like I said, being part of this thing for 7 years, which is so powerful and just going, I'm part of this, seeing everybody else do, it's finally there and opening your scene. You know, you're sitting there, and I'm like, beautiful, wonderful. I'm just like sitting here. I'm actually having a caller. There's a caller coming in. So give me, let me see. We're going to come back to that. Give me one moment here.
Sure.
Okay, hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome to Ninja Sunday.
Hi. My name's Sandra. How are you?
I'm doing well, and you?
I'm doing all right. I'm enjoying the show and just listening and was actually calling in for some advice. I don't know if you can help me, but anyway, I would like to ask you a question, I guess.
Yeah, sure. Sure, go right ahead.
Okay. I don't know if you've ever had to deal with this or it's a sensitive subject in a sense, but... how do you deal, and have you ever had to deal with performance issues in the bedroom?
What? Okay, I'm sorry about that. Sorry, I disconnected that.
Okay.
Did you hear that? That's not what the show is about. I'm going, I thought that, this happens. I do apologize. That's why I'll just disconnect right away. It's like, okay, I thought it was like performance in the bedroom. I'm like, that's not what my show is about. Sorry, disconnect. So I apologize. I thought it was going to be a question about acting. So, on behalf of the Shelley Minchuk Show, I apologize to you, Star. It's something you kind of like, why would you ask me that when it has nothing to do with my show? So it's like, this is happens once in a while. People want that few seconds of fame. So they call it an get stupid. So I'm kind of like, why would you ask that? That's not even what my show is about. So once again, I apologize and let's just like
no
move
problem.
On. So to get back into like, you know, with Val Care and stuff, you know, I just want to say I had no idea. Like I said, I don't want to really give away, you know, too much about it. They have to watch it. Just seeing it when it opened up on the, I'm doing it by the mini episodes, watching it, and I'm like, you know, it shows you're on a spaceship and you talk to a god, which is played by Mariko, and she's actually Japanese and she speaks Japanese in the thing. So just to like for people to see it, when you're sitting there talking, I'm going, oh my gosh, I'm just going, this is not, I was like, this is what acting is to me. I do, you know, take your bow on the Shelley Nunchuk Show because it's really wonderful what you did. I'm going, that is not Sarah, and she's playing a bad guy. And I'm like, hurrah for you, because the thing that I give off is without bad guys in the film, the heroes really would not matter. Because you're the obstacle, you're like with what you're doing, it's basically, it'll say in the plot, the synopsis is like with the Valkyrie, they're trying to like, they become like try to, I guess is the way to say it, like kind of superheroish, like Wonder Woman.
Uh-huh.
And they're trying to defend like the Earth from this bad beings and stuff like that. So you're one of the bad guys. I don't know the whole plot about it. I just know what I'm supposed to be doing. So I don't know everything.
Right.
It's just something where with your experience, it's like with the makeup and everything, because I know I personally, like I've been with them for like 8 years almost. And with the makeup itself, for your makeup for the bad guy, what is the name of your character? Because I don't know the name of all the characters. Do you know the name of your character? You're just considered bad guy or something. What's your bad guy and name, and how long did it take you to get into makeup?
My character's name is Zindul, of the Kin High. And the makeup took a while. It was at least an hour, if not longer, of makeup, you know, with the, you know, all over spraying and whatnot and different layers. And Kazi there, she was so great about all of it. You know, she was so patient and did such a good job with all of it. And, you know, her and Z just working together, they make such a good team, do all their working. And, you know, you can tell the mind is just working and putting this character to life, bringing this character to life with all the different layers of everything. So, and then I had, you know, green screen so that we can project the other character on later after. So it's just, it was a really fun experience. And I was just happy sitting there and just watching everything happen, you know, because, you know, you're learning so much along the way, and being around these wonderful people was a great thing. So.
That's awesome. It's just really awesome. See, it's like, now I got someone else to talk about it. See, it's like, you feel my pain. You know, going in and getting the makeup done, it's like, oh my God, it's a lot of work, because independent filming, you could be getting for a character to film, you know, getting in makeup and everything like that. It can take about 3 or 4 hours sometimes. It could take a long time. And that's one day of filming. It's like, then you have to come back and do it again. And it's not like if you have a big budget, it takes time, because you have to work the best with what you have. That's what people don't understand about independent filming. So it's, you know, bringing in these characters, and it's just to show that there you are. Open it up, Valkyrie. So how does it feel to come on board? How does it feel? And seeing yourself in such a wonderful project with, you know, strong women. How do you feel about it?
I'm really just so thrilled and honored to be part of this. I, you know, have seen it, pieces as it's been going along over the years, and I've so wanted to be a part of it. So it was, like, so exciting that I was able to get on board with all of this and have it happen. And like you say, just having these wonderful, powerful women roles, you know, strong, not just, you know, you get the damsel in distress kind of thing so much all the time. And it's really nice to see these strong, powerful roles in these women. And I think it's a very good thing to have out there. And it projects a very good, positive message. So, you know, that is absolutely just the best. So.
Yeah, and besides that, it's funny because I don't know, like, the way Z has it like that, the way it is, I don't know what, I know he just told me why I know it's not just going to be on Vimeo. He just says, okay, dye your hair back to black, and I'm like, oh, there's more filming? So I don't know exactly what I'm going to do, so it's like, who I'm going to work with, so it's like, I don't know.
Right.
It's like people I would ask me about Valkyrie and the script and everything. I was like, honest to gosh, I don't even know what I'm doing. So it's like, I don't know if we're going to work together or not. I'm like, it'd be kind of cool because I don't know
that
if we're fighting.
Awesome.
Or, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
we need to work together face to face. That is my new bucket list. So.
Okay. I actually, well, to let you know, I'll have to tag you in something just to show you. It's like, I have a camera now, and it has,
great,
like, if there's something we can work on or something, but, you know, it's just like, I don't know who I will be working on set. This is the funniest thing with these films. I never know until I get there. It's like in secret. And, you know, like Star Wars, you know, how it's like they hide everything on Star Wars. They have, like, alternative, like, scripts and stuff to fool the public. This is kind of like how Z works. I'm like, I just know, we go, okay, I need you, okay, make sure this and that, and it's like, I know exactly what I have to get into, and I was like, okay, what are we doing? So
right?
That's how
he
Z works. It's so funny. Because I'm like, I'm sitting here, you know, say, oh, Director Z, he's a mad, mad man. And it's like, not in a bad way, but sometimes I'm like, no, because what he does, it's like, if you've ever gone to him and it's like, I said things where it's like, I had a fight scene with him before, and it's in like in the other one, Anna Korea, this other film, it was actually in a theater. It was one showing of it. And I think you can rent it on Amazon. He goes, this was probably about 10 years ago. This is how old this film is. And it was like, I was like, you know, I'm trying to audition, and I was training in martial arts at the time. And it was just, you know, basic stuff. And I'm going, see, you know, I'm trying to audition. It's like, you know, I'm 5'8". It was like, hey, I'll put a sock down my pants and tuck my hair up. I want to be a guy, because they were going, no, I'm not kidding. This is what they was. And he goes, And he goes, and it's like afterwards, He goes, I'm going to have you in my film. You're going to fight me. Now, this guy knows about martial arts. And I'm like, yay. And I'm like, oh. And so the thing that happened, and I swear to God, I think I've lost my mind, because when he's filming, he'll be like, okay, you wanted it. Here you go. And I'm going, and then when you're there, I'm like, Donald, oh, my God, I'm crazy. You know,
oh, yeah?
So if you ever talk to Z, I'm giving you fair warning, star, and he'll probably even figure it out. Because if you go to him and say, you know, Z, and you're working with him, this, I wish. And he might go, watch out, if he goes, I'm thinking it's like, because you know, I just make you do something. I'm giving you a fair warning, though. It's like, he might just do that, so. When you're around Z, he'll take it serious. You might just like say nonchalantly going, it's like, I wish I could do this. It might not be exactly right. What you think is, but he might turn around, because if you say, oh, like, not kidding, I says, I want to train like Rocky, and Rocky trained in the snow. Guess what? That's
right.
Exactly what we did. Me even snow in Maine, in Gorham, freezing cold. I'm going, oh, my God, what was I thinking? Oh, it's like, he will do that to you. So I'm giving you fair warning, Z. Yeah, I'm mentioning something around Z. And you say, and see, you know, I want to do this and that. And it's like, you know, might think of the time, it's like, because film sets, it's work. That's what people think, it's a big party and stuff, but it's not.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like, as your experience and stuff. So, do you know, without giving away the plot or anything like that, did he say if you're going to be filming for Falcare anymore? Has he said anything?
Yeah, he actually did mention that, I will eventually be doing more scenes, so I'm really looking forward to that, seeing what that is all about and everything.
Mm.
So there will be a continuous, I believe, here on my character.
Yeah, see, we don't know, and it's like, I wonder if he's going to have you kick my butt. Like, I'm just sitting here going, like, oh, my gosh,
you don't
want to kick my butt. I don't know. No, seriously, this is how things are. It's like, and it's kind of like, the funny thing is, if you do any action in films and stuff like that, usually a lot of people from me having, you know, work, you know, meeting people in the stunt world and then like California East Coast and stuff like that. The funny thing is, anything with martial arts or action, you actually, I mean, I can't speak for anybody else, but you like the people you work with, but you're on sets or in the dojo and you're beating the crap out of each other. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we're in the world, and it's legal. You know what I'm saying? If you did this on the street, you'd be arrested.
A whole different set of rules.
But it's like, when I was like going up against Z in the other film, and it was like, I thought it was like at the time was the best thing I ever did in my whole life, right? But it was just the beginning. And I'm like, Z was like, it's legal. You're going to hit me now, Shelly. And I'm like, I'm going, I don't want to hit you. He goes, he looked at me and it's like, no, you gotta hit me. I don't want to hurt you. This is what we're doing for filming. So it's like, just think, it's like, okay, we get to beat the crap out of each other. So who knows?
Right.
So it's like, maybe you're gonna end up. I was like, I don't know. I don't know anything about the script, but it's like, nice Ferris. You know, Star Ferris. It's like, he's so sweet. I don't know. He could be listening now. And he goes and go. He goes, all right, Shelly, you said that on your. You know, he could be listening to this later and going. I was like, I gotta be careful with what I'm saying, because he might just do that. And I'm like, why did I see this on the air? He's gonna stab me up. Oh my God, this is gonna be horrible. I was just thinking that. You know, it's like, just talking about that. You know, I don't know. He could be listening. And said, all right, Shelly, you mentioned that. We're going to make it happen.
Right. I know, it's like, you know, I've had people say, oh, you know, when you had that role, you know, it's like, I couldn't believe that was you because of all the makeup and the voice and everything, because anybody that knows me in real life, I'm just like this little Care Bear, Chihuahua, hyper, yee, whatever. You know, it's like,
yes.
I think they were really surprised to see the totally different look, and it was fun to do that because it's, you know, that's one of the funnest things about acting is just totally going off, you know, your normal way of how you conduct yourself and just can be anything or anybody else. And like you said, like a whole set of different rules than you normally would. So it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, and you took me by surprise. I did not expect that. I'm sitting there going, star? It's like, oh my gosh. And it's like, and people have got to see it on Vimeo and look up Falter. And like I said, the first two episodes are airing, and it's on Fridays at noon. So there is a way to watch it. You can either pay in advance. It's like you can rent the whole thing in advance or pay in advance so you can have a download or do the mini episodes, which I think are no longer than 12 or 9 minutes each, and it'll lead into where I think it's going to be ongoing on Vimeo. And it's like I said, it took 7 years to get where it is right now. And, it's something where I hope that it does continue. And besides Faust here, I know we still have a few minutes left here. Is there anything else, Star, that you're going to be working on?
Well, I'm continuing to try to finish up Sleep Eaters right now, and then we're going to be filming in mid-May a short called Blind Date, and I was able to secure a location for that, so that'll be filmed in Ellsworth and probably the Bangor areas. So that'll be coming up. I'll have probably a little small cameo or something in that. And then later in the summer, I'm going to be working on a project. James Stiles was the casting director for that, so I was able to connect with him, and you know that is something I'm looking forward to. And I'm always keeping my options open. You never know. Tomorrow you can find out, this is going on, and it's, there's always something happening. So many creative people of all different, walks of life around here, and there's a big source of a lot of talent within this state, and I'm just really excited to be a part of it and continue, seeing where it takes me. So.
Oh. I look forward to this, to see you grow and stuff, because I've had people on my show in the beginning of, their acting stuff, like wrestling stuff, and this one guy, I think his name's Slip, and he's touring everywhere, and it's like, this is great because it's capturing history, and without, listeners and people yourself, my guests, I would not have a show. It's such an honor to have, it's like, I know you're here and I'm saying it live. Without someone like yourself as a guest on my show, I wouldn't have a show. So I just say thank you so much. It's been an honor to have
you
on my show today.
Much. It's been so fun. I'm like, it's great.
Well, thank you so much once again. You're now in my circle, girl.
Yeah, my circle, girl. We'll be talking. So.
All right. So thank you, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your Ninja Sunday.
Okay, you too. All righty. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen, another round of Ninja Sunday. And just remember, if you have a dream, you are as good as anybody else. So just remember that, and you just go for it. And everyone, have a good Ninja Sunday.